I have heard the message clearly. We must take action, and we must take action now to fix our schools. And we will.
Governor Cuomo appears in a YouTube video informing the public about how this task force will conduct a full review of Common Core and deliver final recommendations by the end of the year. The highly controversial Common Core learning standards outraged a cross-section of parents, students, and teachers that led to a large statewide opt-out movement last spring against standardized testing.
It is time to overhaul the Common Core program and also the way we test our students.
The most important stakeholder here, and that's the child. And I think the governor's leadership on this is focused on what's best for children.
Buffalo will have representation on this task force. District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford will serve. He tells WBFO News he's pleased parents will have a voice in this reform efforts.
You know, I intend to, on a local level, you know, convene a meeting with key stakeholders to make sure that the input I'm giving is reflective of the people that, you know, I serve in particular.
Included in this Common Core reform will be how to reduce the number of tests for students.
But I think that the number of tests should be reduced, including the number of local tests.
I mean, when you're talking about the number of failing schools that we have in the state and the amount of money we spend on those schools, to come up with a solution on how we fix education, or at least get on the track towards fixing it, I think is critical, and I think this governor's leadership in that direction is admirable.
The task force has been instructed to give final recommendations by the end of this year.
They made it crystal clear that the governor would like us to have a recommendation to him before the end of the year, so that by the time the state address comes, he has some ideas about what direction he's looking to go in.
The public is encouraged to submit ideas and share stories through the state's Common Core Task Force website. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.